The pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki ekach moed ani meisharim eshbayt. Ki ekach moed ani meisharim eshbayt. So the Chida explains as follows in his Sefer Yosef Tehillos. Chida explains that the main indictment against the person, the main accusation, is do we make proper use of our time? Says the Chida, often we have a valid excuse. We could taina, we're busy. We have to make a living. We got to pay the bills. So says the Chida, the barometer that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to use is ki ekach moed. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to take the moyadim, the yamim toivim, the shabbosos, the legal holidays, v'ani meisharim eshbayt, and then I could judge you fairly. That if you make proper use of the time off, then you could make a tainus oinus on all the other times. The person could say, I use my time wisely. Sometimes I'm busy, I'm preoccupied, I have to make a living, but look at my legal holiday, look at my July 4th. So the fact that we all came here today, it should be a zechus for all of us and for all of our mishpachas. Okay, so Parshas Korach. The well-known rebellion of Korach va'adasai, and the Torah tells us that Korach summoned and marshaled for his insurrection. The pasuk says like this, Vayakumu lifnei Moshe va'anoshim mibnei Yisrael chamishim amasayim. Korach took 240 men, and the Torah gives us three descriptions. Nesiei Eda, Kriyei Moed, and Sheishem. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Yud, what are these descriptions? Says the Gemara, Vayakumu lifnei Moshe va'anoshim mibnei Yisrael chamishim amasayim. Says the Gemara, Miyuchadim Sheve Eda. The most designated, the choicest Yidden. Miyuchadim Sheve Eda. Says the Marsha, how do we know that Korach took Miyuchadim Sheve Eda? Because the Pasuk says, Mibnei Yisrael. Mibnei Yisrael. No kidding, Mibnei Yisrael. He took Italians, he took Japanese. Obviously, he took Mibnei Yisrael. The fact that the Torah emphasized Mibnei Yisrael, that means he took Miyuchadim Sheve Eda. And then the pasuk says, the Gemara goes on to say, "Kriyei moed, shahayu yoidim la'aver shanim v'lekvaya chadashim." They knew how to make an Iber year. They knew how to make the month full. This was their specialty. This was their proficiency. And then the pasuk says, "Anshei shem shahaya lohem shem b'chol ha'olam." Men of renown, famous people. So we have three descriptions. We have the description of Nesiei Eda, Nesiim. The Gemara says they're miuchadim shabeida. The pasuk says kriyei moed shayu yoidim la'aber shanim l'kvay chadashim, and they were anshei shem. So comes the sefer Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef was written by Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant, one of the great darshanim of the 20th century. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was very fond of the sefer Be'er Yosef, and the Be'er Yosef asks like this. He says, the fact that Korach got miuchadim shaveida, that's very logical, very reasonable. After all, Korach wants to lend himself more credibility. He wants to make his case stronger. So he gets chash of a people. If he's just going to get the riffraff, if he's going to get the Erev Rav, he's not going to look too good at facing opposing Moshe Rabbeinu. So obviously he needs to get miuchadim shaveida. The fact that he got anshei shem, men of renown, also a very reasonable type of person to get to support your rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. But why specifically did Korach have to select Kriyei Moed, which the Gemara identifies as they knew how to be Ma'aber, the Chadashim, and the Shanim? It seems like a very specific specialty. Why would Korach specifically go after people on the Sanhedrin who knew how to be Ma'aber, the Shanim, Ma'aber, the Chadashim? I mean, there are a lot of different specialties that Talmid Chachamim can have. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was a Bachar, so we went to Rebbe Yashiv, like every good yeshiva Bachar, and when you go, you don't have anything specific, really, you just want to get the typical, bracha v'hatzlacha. And I remember there were three guys standing around. One guy was holding parshiyos of mezuzah, one guy was holding cornflakes, and one guy was holding amara. And each one was asking, Rabbi Yashiv, was obviously a baki in all of these three different inyanim. What bracha to make on the Quran. For Korach to dafka choose people who knew how to be ma'aber, the shanim, and the chadashim, why specifically was Korach interested in this specialty in terms of the people that he got to support him? Okay, the pasuk says like this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu is facing Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu is not happy, obviously, with this challenge. So the pasuk says, "Vayedaber al Korach v'al kol adosoi lemor, boiker v'yoida Hashem es asher loy v'es hakadosh v'hikrav elav v'es v'es asher yivchar v'y yakrav elav." Moshe Rabbeinu uses the word boiker in the morning. In other words, Korach has a taina. He says, "Ki kol ha'ido kulam kadoshim umadua tisnazak al Hashem." And Moshe Rabbeinu says one word, "Boiker," in the morning. Why the morning? What's happening in the morning? Why does it have to wait till the next day? Does Moshe Rabbeinu need to do something during the nighttime that it has to wait until the morning? Does Moshe Rabbeinu have a special book, you know, how to deal with Korach 101 that he has to read during the night, that he can't face off with Korach until the boiker? What's the union of boiker? So Rashi says, Umid Rashi, look at number 3. Boiker, Omer lohem Moshe, Gevulois cholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamoi. Hashem made boundaries in this world, Korach. Korach, don't you know, they're gevulois ba'olam. Yecholim atem la'afoich boiker lo'erev. Can you turn day into night? You can't turn day into night. Kein tuchlu levatel azu. So too, if you could turn day into night, then you could challenge this appointment. Shenema, vayi erev, vayi boiker, vayavdel. Right, it says in Bereishis. There was evening, there was morning, and the Ribbono Shel Olam separated. So too, says Rashi, kach, vayavdel aron lahakdishai, Aaron was also separated. So Moshe Rabbeinu is drawing an analogy. And the analogy is, the same way day is day and night is night, and never shall the two be confused, so too there are regular people and there are kohanim, and you cannot challenge the appointment of Aaron HaKohen. Also very unusual, why does Moshe Rabbeinu need this analogy? It doesn't sound like rocket science. Just tell Korach, Korach, you can't challenge Aaron HaKohen. How is the analogy of day and night adding any kind of elucidation to the point? Why do we need the analogy of boiker? And of all the possible analogies that Moshe Rabbeinu could have made, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, remember Sir Isaac Newton? He was sitting under the apple tree and the apple hit him on the head. There's something called gravity, and whatever, just like things that are up only go down and things that are down don't go up, you can't challenge Aaron HaKohen. Why dafka the analogy of day and night? There are countless phenomena in nature that Moshe Rabbeinu could have marshaled to support his argument. Why dafka the analogy of boiker? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's summertime. People have a lot of free time. So if you have some time off over the next couple of days of Rosh Chodesh, I have a good idea of how you could occupy yourself. It's a Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ayin Dalin. Gemara says like this. These are some of the adventures of Rabba Babar Chana, the famous Rabba Babar Chana Gemaras. And the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Dalin, Omar Le, so a certain Arab merchant says to Rabba Chana, Ta'ach Ve'loch Blu'i De Korach. I'm going to show you the place in the ground that Korach was swallowed. So Chazoi, Trey Busy, he showed him two cracks in the ground, Bahava Kamafki Kutra, and it was emitting smoke. So Shakal Gavava, the Amri, took shearings of wool. Now he doesn't want to stick it into the ground because the shearings of wool are going to catch on fire. Va'amshina b'maya, he soaked it in water. Udat Sisa b'roisha d'ramcha, he stuck it on the head of a sword. Va'ayle hasam, and he brought it up. When he took it out, hava ichruch, it was singed. Hava ichruch echruchit. So they took a ball of wool, put it on a sword, stuck it in the ground. The ground was emitting smoke, and they look at the ball of wool, and it was singed. It was burnt. Amar li, so says Rav Archana, he said to me, atzis my shamet. Listen to what you hear. For shamet, and I heard the hava amrin Moshe. The Sairasai, MS, the Hein Badon. Moshe and the Torah are true, and we're a bunch of phonies. We're a bunch of liars. Very interesting. So if you have nothing better to do, you could, you know, make a trip to the Sinai Desert. Now it gets very hot over there, you know, it could reach 122 degrees. And you could try to discover, it would be a great tourist attraction, you know. I don't think it's been marketed properly. You know, the place where Korach was swallowed. So says the Gemara, Omar li, kol tlosin yoimi, mahadu lehu gehenim, lahacha kibasar bekalachas. Every 30 days, Gehenim kicks up, karach va'adasai, like flanken in a cholent, like meat in a pot. You know, when the pot is stirring really well, and it's bubbling and it's boiling, and the meat is being kicked from one side of the pot to the other. Well, Kairach va'adasar, they're cooking up in Gehenim over there, and every 30 days they resurface. Va'amri hachi, Moshe, the Sairasai, Emes, the Heimbada. Every 30 days. Question is, you know, when? You know, if you want to have a good tourist attraction, you need to be able to identify the time. So comes the Rashbam, and the Rashbam says, not only every 30 days, kol Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, Kairach resurfaces. Now, I don't know what you do on a two-day Rosh Chodesh. I'm sure that's something that you'll be very pleased to discover if you actually make the trip. But every Rosh Chodesh, Kairach v'adosoy, resurfaces. And the question is that just coincidental, or is there a meaning of why Kairach va'adosai resurfaces dafka every Rosh Chodesh? Bechlal, Rashi tells us Kairach was a pikeach. He was a smart man. What exactly was Kairach thinking? He obviously had some kind of taina, even though obviously it was wrong. But what was his angle? What was his taina against Moshe Rabbeinu? What was Kairach's problem? I mean, he didn't think Aaron deserved to be appointed as Kohen Gadol. He felt there was a certain nepotism involved. I mean, there's a parsha in Parshas Tzav. When Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to appoint Aaron a Kohen, and the Psukim tell us very clearly, look at number six. Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe lema, kach es Aaron, v'es banov itoy, v'es habegodim, v'es shemen ha-mishcha, v'es parachatos, v'es shnei ho'ilim, v'es salah matzois, v'es kol ho'eda, everybody needs to be at the opening of the Oyel Moed. Now, how big is the opening of the Oyel Moed? It's not that big. I don't even know if it's bigger than this room. I don't know what the occupancy of this room is. Probably not more than 500. How many Yidden do you think you could fit Pesach Oyel Moed? Not 3 million, not 2 million, not all of Klal Yisrael. I would venture to say you can't even get 10,000. And yet the pasuk says, "Kach es Aaron ve'ez kol ha'eda hakel." Frek Rashi, how do they fit? Says Rashi, "Ze echad min amakoymoi shehechzik muad es hamaruba." It was a nes nigla that all of Klal Yisrael fit Pesach Oyel Moed. So I ask you, was Kairach there that day, or was he absent? Doesn't say. By the way, va'yivaser Kairach va'adosai v'loy ba. He was there. And Kairach saw that for the appointment of Aaron HaKohen, the Yibam Shalom changed nature, and all of Klal Yisrael fit Pesach Oyel Moed to hear the following drasha. What was the drasha that was given at that occasion? The next pasuk says, "Vatikol Oedah Pesach Oyel Moed, Vayoymer Moshe El Oedah Ze Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Lasois." This is what Hashem commanded me to do. That was the whole drasha. Beautiful drasha. Everybody's very happy. It was over in 30 seconds. Ze hadavar shetiva Hashem lasas. What does this mean, says Rashi? Dvorim shetiru shani oise lefnechem. That which you see that I am doing, that I'm appointing Aaron HaKohen, tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos, Hashem commanded me, v'al toimru l'chvoidu l'chvoid achi ani oise. I'm not doing this for me, I'm not doing this for my brother, I'm doing because Ribbono Shel Olam said so. And then all of Klal Yisrael fit Pesach Oyel Moed. And Kairach was there. So what was Kairach thinking? What was his thought process? He closed his eyes. He saw what was happening. He saw the Ribbono Shel Olam changing nature so that Moshe could give a drasha, Ze hadavar shetziva Hashem. What did Kairach challenge the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Kairach wasn't an apikores. You know, the Ramban says, and this is one of the Yisodei Amuna, that when Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael saw Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. How did Klal Yisrael see Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? So Ramban says, now I want to tell you that Kamat, everything I'm saying today comes from two Svarim. Comes from the Be'er Yosef, Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant. Also comes from the Sefer Sam Derach of Rav Simcha Zisal Broida, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron. It was a tremendous Goyim. Tremendous Goyim. He was born in 1911. He passed away after 88 years. Tremendous Goyim in all Mitzvot HaTorah. He grew up, very interestingly, in Rechayv Strauss. So together with some of the greatest of the Balei Musar, he grew up with Rav Naftali Amsterdam in his chatzer. He grew up with Rav Itzel Petterberg. And he gave a shir in Ramban for more than 30 years, which became a very famous shir. In fact, there's the Sefer Sam Derech on Chumash. It's a wonderful sefer, a beautiful sefer. It was based on the shirim that Rav Simcha Zisal gave on the Ramban. And he brings out chidushim from the Ramban, not necessarily in the typical Slabotka style. It's like Slabotka with a twist. It always has a very unique angle. And they both bring out almost everything we're going to mention today. And Rav Simcha Zisal brings down the Ramban. The Ramban says on the pasuk, take a look at number 8. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar. On the pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, kach es Aaron v'yesbonav itay v'eskol eda hakel pesach ha'omayot. He quotes Rashi that says that Moshe Rabbeinu summoned all of Klal Yisrael pesach ha'omayot. He quotes the Ramban, v'hoisef loy bekan, v'eis kol ha'eda hakel al pesach ha'omayot. But then he continues. A few psukim later, it was the 8th day, and Moshe Rabbeinu calls Aaron and his sons and all of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says on the pasuk the following: that for the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, he put up the Mishkan on day 1. Everybody's waiting. Hashem said that he's going to come down and rest on the Mishkan. Nothing happened. And Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan on day 2, and nothing happened. And on day 3, and on day 4, and on day 5. And finally on day 7, Moshe put up the Mishkan, and the Shekhinah didn't come down. And Rashi says, Simcha Zisal quotes it, Rashi says, V'hoyu Yisrael nichlamim. Klal Yisrael were utterly ashamed. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, kal ha-toyrach she-tarachnu, she-neida she-neskav leva avayna egel. What was it for? We made this Mishkan so we should know that you've forgiven us, Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Shekhinah is not here. So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this, Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem, v'yera aleichem kvod Hashem. Says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Aaron is more chashuv than me. I can't bring down the Shekhinah. I'm not capable of bringing down the Shekhinah. And Aaron, HaKohen, on day 8, went into the Beis HaMikdash, and every last member of Klal Yisrael saw that when Aaron, HaKohen, did the Avodah, the Shekhinah came down. Korach was also there. So Korach was there when Aaron was appointed, and all of Klal Yisrael fit Pesach HaYomayiv. Korach was there when Moshe Rabbeinu himself could not get the Shekhinah to come down. And on day 8, Aaron HaKohen gave it a shot, and the Shekhinah came down. And what exactly was Korach thinking then? Simcha Zisal brings down also another Ramban, a very fundamental Ramban. Take a look at number 9. On the pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hinei anochi ba elecha be'av he'anon. Ba'avor yishma ha'am v'davri imach v'gam b'cha yaminu l'aylam. Then Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of the cloud so that Klal Yisrael could hear and they'll believe in you forever. Says the Ramban, Shetigash ata el ho'arafel. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to come into the thickness of the cloud. Ba'avor yishma ha'am devarai, so that everyone could hear my words. V'yiyu heim atzmam neviim, and they will be prophets in my words. In other words, Ramban is saying, and this is Yesoid HaYesoidos. In other words, how do we know Torah Min HaShamayim? Well, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and then he came down? Says Ramban, no, that's not what happened. Hashem told Moshe, you come up to the mountain, I will speak to you. And then I will elevate every member of Klal Yisrael to see that I am speaking to you. That every word that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, every Yid was a Navi to hear that Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Was Korach also a Navi? Did Korach also hear the Ribbono Shel Olam speak to Moshe? Sure, you bet. That means Korach was elevated to the status of a Navi to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says, the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to appoint Aaron HaKohen. And he sees all Klal Yisrael standing, Pesach, Oyel Moyed. And then when everybody tries to get the Shekhinah to come down, and only Aaron HaKohen could do it, Korach is there. So what exactly is going through Korach's mind? What was his thought process? Every Sheker has to have Kurtav Shel Emes, otherwise it can't get off the ground. What exactly was Korach thinking? Also very interesting, if you look sort of in the middle of the Parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu makes the deal with Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Bezois teidon ki Hashem shlachani, la'asois kol hamasim o'ela." This will prove that Hashem sent me. Ki loy mi libi. So a little bit of a double lashon. Bezois teidon ki Hashem shlachani, ki loy mi libi. It's a repetition. Bezois teidon Hashem shlachani, ki loy mi libi. Then it's interesting, if you don't look at the parasha clearly, you sort of forget. Go ask most people, what happened to Korach va'Adasai? Most people would say, of course, they were swallowed by the ground. No, not in this week's parasha. They weren't swallowed by the ground. Only Korach and a few men were swallowed by the ground. Then, after that, a fire came down and consumed the 250 men. So now if you were standing there and you would see the earth open up its mouth and select for dinner Korach and his kids and Dasan Avia, you'd be pretty scared of Moshe Rabbeinu. You would probably think twice before you say anything to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then when you see a fire come down from Shemayim and handpick 250 men, pretty impressive. And what's the reaction of Klal Yisrael? Moshe! Atem hamitem es am Hashem. You're a murderer. Look what you did. What, they thought Moshe Rabbeinu killed Korach? What, they thought Moshe was a magician? They don't realize this is min Hashemayim? What do you mean, atem hamitem es am Hashem? And after they complained, 24,700 people died from Magefa. So we still got problems. The fact that the earth swallowed Korach and his guys? Nah. The fact that a fire came down in Hashemayim, not impressive. So Hashem tells Moshe, take Aaron, take the Nesiim, and they're going to put sticks in the Oyel Moed. And the one who is mine, the one who I select, his stick will sprout fruits. His stick will blossom. Now, I don't know about you, but what's more impressive? The fact that the earth hand selects people and eats them up for dinner? The fact that a fire comes down from Shemayim, that didn't do it. And the oldest trick in the book, the old stick sprouting fruit trick, that's going to change the day. That's going to make the difference. I mean, that you could go to any magic store and get a stick. That's the Makom HaKadosh. Klal Yisrael sees earth opening its mouth, eating people. Atem hamitem am Hashem. And a fire comes down in Hashemayim. Nah. But a stick in the Beis HaMikdash, here, check out my stick. That was the raya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, really the key maramakim to understand this is a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. I believe it's a Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos as well. Gemara says in Shabbos, Gemara says in Yevamos, Gemara in Shabbos, Pezayin, number 12. Tanya, Gimel Dvarim Asa Moshe Midatoi, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three things that Hashem did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own, and Hashem gave him an endorsement. What were they? Number one, Hoysif Yoim Echad Midatoi. Hashem came. He wanted to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 50th day of the Omer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not ready yet. You mind pushing it off one day? Hashem said, no problem. This was Moshe's idea with Hashem's haskam. And the third thing we'll jump to for a moment, the Shiber as Haluchos. Moshe broke the Luchos. Hashem didn't tell him to break the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kavachomer. He took the Luchos. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Asher Shibarta, Yasher Koichacha Sheshibarta. Let's go look at number two. Upiresh min ha'isha. Moshe Rabbeinu was married to Tzipora. He separated from Tzipora. And Hashem said, good job. V'ata poi amoyri madi. Right? Lech emor lohem, shuvu lohem, shuvu lohem lo'ya lechem, v'ata poi amoyri madi. Hashem was masking with Moshe Rabbeinu's decision. Comes Tosis. This is the question of the day. Frek Tosis, how does the Gemara know that Moshe separated on his own and then the Ribbono Shel Olam came and endorsed the decision by saying, V'yata poi amoyri madi? Maybe Hashem just told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yata poi amoyri madi. Hashem was mitzave Moshe Rabbeinu separate from Tzipora. How do Chazal know that Moshe Rabbeinu came up with this idea on his own? Doesn't say anywhere that Moshe separated from Tzipora. All we have is a pasuk in Vaschanan. V'yata poi amoyri madi. So maybe all Hashem... The other two, we know Moshe took the luchos and then Hashem said, Asher shibarta. Hashem wanted to give the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, not yet. But how do we know that Moshe on his own accord came up with the notion to separate from his wife and Hashem was maskim? Maybe Hashem just told him. V'tireitz Rabbeinu tam. By the way, the Rosh writes in a tshuva, Rabbeinu Tam was the greatest of all the Rishonim. The Sfardim hold the Rambam. The Rosh says, Bnei Ashkenaz hold Rabbeinu Tam was the greatest of all the Rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, De'im Isa de'machmas tzivay HaKadosh Baruch Hu piresh. If you're going to say that it's because Hashem commanded him, V'loy midaito, and he didn't do it on his own, then there's an episode at the end of Bahaloscha which will be very difficult. How could Aaron and Miriam speak Lashon Hara about Moshe? We know at the end of Bahaloscha, Miriam and Aaron speak Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. They say, Moshe. They said, Moshe, who does Moshe think he is? Why was Moshe Pirish Min Aisha? What, because he's a Navi? Avraham Avinu is a Navi. And he was never Pirish from Sarah. We're Nevi'im. We were never Pirish from our spouse. Who does Moshe Rabbeinu think he is? Says Tosfos, if Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to be Pirish, then what kind of Lashon Hara are they speaking? Why would they criticize Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem told him. It must be the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. He did it on his own. And only then Hashem gave him a haskama. In other words, the fact that Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu means Hashem didn't tell him to do it. He came up with it on his own. And then Hashem agreed. Frek Tosfos, but Soif Kol Soif. Hashem agreed. Hashem gave him an endorsement. And if Hashem gives you an endorsement, then how could anybody criticize it? Now, you can't argue on Hashem. Okay, I understand. Hashem couldn't have commanded him because then they never would have criticized him. But still, if Hashem endorsed the decision, then how could Miriam and Aaron criticize it? Says Tosfos, V'af agav dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yadoi, even though Hashem was maskim, mikol makom nisramu alav, they still had complaints. Why? Lefi she'ilu loy piresh midaitoi, because had he not done it on his own, loy haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim. Hashem never would have agreed to be derech sha'adam hoylechva moylichin oisai. Because on the road that a person takes, Gemara Makas Yudam Abayz, Hashem leads you. In other words, what's Tosfos saying? That Hashem never came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, be pirish min ha'isha. Moshe on his own accord decided that he wants to be pirish. And then Hashem was masking. So what's Miriam and Aaron's taina? Their taina is like this. They said, Moshe, you did the wrong thing. Moshe said, I did the wrong thing, but Hashem agrees with me. No. You wanted to be Parish Menayisha. And that's the wrong thing to do. But once you wanted it, Hashem went along with the plan. But if you would have really wanted the right thing, then you should have wanted not to be Parish Meisha, and then Hashem never would have went along with it. In other words, according to Taisus, the criticism of Miriam and Aaron was, Moshe Rabbeinu, you twisted Hashem's arm. You manipulated your power. Everybody has a koyach that if they take a certain path and they choose a certain mahalach, right or wrong, the Ribbono Shel Olam will facilitate. Now, the Taisus calls it, if I'm not mistaken, if you look in Yevamos, the Lashon of Taisus is, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to be Matar himself, to be Parish Min HaIsha. It was a wrong type of Tara, Miriam and Aaron contended. But their taina was, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you're the God Al-Hadar, and because Ribbono Shel Olam goes along with everything you do, and because this is what you, sort of, the path that you selected, Hashem gave you a haskama despite the fact that it was not the correct thing to do. So we see from Taisus a tremendous yesod that everybody, and especially Gedolei Yisrael, especially Chachamim, have the ability to make a certain decision or want a certain thing. And even if it's not technically correct, the Ribbono Shel Olam will come along and say, good job, Yasher Koyach, I endorse that decision. In other words, Miriam and Aaron were saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're wrong. You did the wrong thing. You're an Avarian. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, no, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going along with you. If there is one domain in Miktsaya and Torah where this concept is most boilet, which this concept is most apparent, it's in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, where you have the famous story where the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis Chav Hei Amud Aleph, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, it's a Mishnah, it's number 15. You have two Edom, they come, they say, we saw the moon in the morning in the east, and at night we saw it in the west. And the Gemara has a discussion, are they Edei Sheker, are they not Edei Sheker? And the Gemara says they came to Yavne and Ram Gamliel was makabel them. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, another two Edom came and said, you know, we saw the moon where it's supposed to be, and then Belel Iburai, we didn't see the moon, Ram Gamliel was makabel them. Reb Doisa ben Horkanus said, Edei Shekerhem. Reb Yeshua went along with Reb Doisa ben Horkanus. Ram Gamliel said, oh yeah? You're going along with him? So everybody knows, Ram Gamliel is Metzaveh Reb Yeshua, you appear in front of me on the day that you've calculated Yom Kippur, you come to me with your money belt and with your staff, and I want you to be Mechalel Yom Kippur Befar Hesia. And Rabbi Yeshua didn't know what to do. He was distraught. He comes to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said the following. Says Rabbi Akiva, Andaf Chavdalon Amabez Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Amar loy, yesh li lilmoid shekol masha asa Ram Gamliel asoy. Whatever Ram Gamliel does, right or wrong, even if his mistake was an oinus, even if his mistake was a shoigig, even if his mistake is amazed, kol masha asoy asoy, shenemar, eile mayade Hashem, mikra ikoidesh asher tikru oisam. And the Gemara darshins, it says, oisam, 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 atem, 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 atem afilu shoigigin, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutaim. That it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong, they're right. That means in Shamayim they could say, today is not Yom Kippur. And Ba'aretz, they say, yeah, it is Yom Kippur. And in Shamayim they go along with what they say Ba'aretz. Even if it's an error, even if it's an intentional error, even if it's a shoigig, a mezid, or a toss. Very interesting. If you look in the Gemara Nedarim, Adaf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Chavakuk, Mai Dichsiv Shemesh Yareach Omad Zavula. Shemesh Yareach Omad Zavula. And the Gemara asks, the Shemesh and the Yareach are not in the Zavul. The Shemesh and the Yareach are in the Rakia. The Gemara darshins like this. The sun and the moon came to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we quit. We're done. This guy, Korach, is going to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not going to shine anymore. The sun said, I'm out. The moon said, I'm out. I retire. I'm not interested anymore. You're going to let this happen? And says the Gemara, the Ribbono Shel Olam shot arrows at the sun and the moon. And Hashem said, there's no retirement in this business. You got to work every day. There's no early retirement. So the Bar Yosef asks, this is really the only time in history where anyone in nature was threatening early retirement. You know, we don't find when there are many times Moshe Rabbeinu was challenged. And in last week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, Vayiloinu al Moshe ve'al Aaron, the people complained after the Meraglim. Do we find anywhere where the sun and the moon said, that's it, I'm not shining. The moon said, that's it, I'm not shining. You got to do your job, that's it. Old Faithful, rise in the east and you set in the west. Doesn't matter, Klal Yisrael, they're doing the right thing, they're not doing the right thing. We don't find any challenges of retirement by the sun and the moon. I mean, Chazal say that Klal Yisrael didn't always treat Moshe Rabbeinu so well. It says, V'hibitu acharei Moshe. They're always looking at him. The Yerushalmi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came early to shul, the people said, why is he leaving his house so early? Well, he can't get along at home. And if he came late, people said, whoa, why is he coming late? What was he doing? And if he ate too much, if he ate too little, did the sun and the moon say, I'm a chutzafim? You're talking about Isha Loikim, you're talking about the Noisein HaTorah. No. They mind their own business. The sun, the moon, and all of nature don't seem to have any problems with any challenges to Moshe. And here the machloikis of Korach v'Adosai, Shemesh v'Yareach Amad Zavula. All of a sudden they want to retire. Says the Bar Yosef, says Rav Simcha Zisso. Here was Korach's problem. You know what Korach's problem was? Moshe Rabbeinu, I agree, you're Adon HaNaviim. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm masking 1,000% that Hashem told you to appoint Aaron HaKohen. But says Korach, Moshe, you're abusing your right as God Al-Hadar. You know why Hashem told you to appoint Aaron? Because you asked Hashem to appoint Aaron, and Hashem gave you Yashar Koichacha Shashibarta. The same way He does with everything you do. Any decision you make, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem gives you a haskama on. Because you are able to manipulate Hashem. You're able to be goyzer v'Hashem mekayim. Because Korach was such a pikeach, and he was makir the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, so he understood the koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu enjoyed. He understood that Moshe could take kol ha-toyra kula, smash it, and Hashem says, yashu koychacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu could seemingly violate, he was parish mena isha, and Hashem says, shkoyach. Moshe Rabbeinu, you asked Hashem to appoint Aaron. And once you asked Hashem to appoint Aaron, so you appointed Aaron, and then Aaron appears at the Pesach Oel Moed, and the whole Klal Yisrael fits, of course they fit, because you wanted them to fit, and you manipulated Hashem that they should fit. And when you couldn't bring down the Shekhinah for the first 7 days and only Aaron could, Hashem was just confirming what you wanted. And you know what, Korach? Korach says, I'll tell you even better. Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand that you would never overtly go out and explicitly ask Hashem to appoint Aaron. Because after all, you probably think that you want to do what's in the best interest of Klal Yisrael. But I know in the deep recesses of your heart, I'll tell you what happened, says Korach. You willed Aaron HaKohen to be appointed. You know why Hashem appointed Aaron? Because you wanted Hashem to appoint Aaron. You were thinking in your heart, you know, it would be great if we could keep the whole business in the family. I'll be the Melech. I'll be the Noisin HaTorah. He'll be the Kohen Gadol. And you know, we'll have a monopoly on every institution in Klal Yisrael. You never asked Hashem. But if your heart was Tahar Lagamri, then in your heart you just would have thought, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, he'll appoint. And then you know who Hashem would have appointed? He would have appointed me. But you manipulated and you abused your right as Gadol Hadar to will Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol. By the way, you know who says this? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Bezois Tedun ki Hashem shelachani lasos es kol hamasim ha'ele ki loy milibi. It's not coming from my heart. Says Arachayim HaKadosh, the lashon here is superfluous. Ki Hashem bezois tedun ki Hashem shelachani. Says Arachayim. First thing Moshe Rabbeinu says is, do you think I asked Hashem? No! Bezois teidun ki Hashem shlachani. Hashem sent me! Elamai, you think that Hashem sent me because my heart willed Hashem to send me? No, Moshe Rabbeinu has to add, ki loy mi libi. It didn't originate in my heart. My heart was pure. In my heart, says Moshe Rabbeinu, my ratzon was the Ribbono Shel Olam should appoint whoever he feels is best for Klal Yisrael. But Korach's challenge was, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're abusing your right as God HaHadar. So who does Korach marshal? He's going to get poskim who know what bracha cornflakes are. Whatever it says in the sugya and bracha, it's the bracha on cornflakes are. He's going to get poskim who know how to paskin on a mezuzah. No. Korach takes 250 men who are expert in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, who know how to make an Iber month, who know how to make an Iber yar. And basically what Korach is saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't think Chachamim could will their way, could overpower the Elyonim by whatever they say downstairs is what they say upstairs? Korach got 250 guys who they specialize in, atem, atem, atem. That it doesn't matter if they're wrong, they could be shoygegin, oinsim, ezidim, mutayim, whatever they say, there is no clearer example of loy bashamayim he. And Korach takes these 250 men, and they stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, they're saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously there is such an institution. This is the kind of chacham, and this is what they do. Whatever they say, Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Bar Yosef, the son can't take it anymore. The son says, you know, Moshe, they keep on challenging you. All right, what can I do? I mind my own business. But now they're invoking me, they're violating me, they're abusing me. They're using the force of the heavens. They're using the celestial spheres to bring authenticity to their claim. They're summoning us. The sun and the moon said, we can't take it anymore. We can't have it. The whole argument of Korach was based on kriyei moed, the ability of the chachamim to determine the exact length of the month and the year. So the sun and the moon said, you know, now it's personal. The sun and the moon said, now we're taking this personally. When it's just a taina against Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't like it, but what can we do? You know, that's not our domain. But now Korach is, you know, violating us. He's invoking us. So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, you're making one big mistake over here. When it comes to the length of the month, that's up to the Chachmei Yisrael. If the Chachmei Yisrael say the month is 30 days, it's 30 days even if it's 29 days. And if they say 29, it's 29 days even if it's 30 days. The month is up to the determination of the Chachmei Yisrael. And therefore, the Chachmei Yisrael say, today's Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter what Yom Kippur is, Klap Ishmaya Galya. But what if the Chachmei Yisrael tell you, you know, it's nighttime now, can't put on tefillin. Or let's say they tell you at night, we are paskin, it's the day. Say, Chachamim, you have a lot of kayach. But there's one realm you have no kayach over. There's day and night. And day and night is immutable. Boiker and Erev is immutable. There's nothing that could be changed. Nothing could be tampered when it comes to day and night. It's not like the Chadashim. It's not like the months. Day and night is an immutable law of nature. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, Boiker v'yoida Hashem es ha-shalai. Korach, you're drawing the wrong analogy. You're summoning kriyei moed. You're summoning chachamim who are able to manipulate the hands of shamayim by whatever they paskin or whatever they want shamayim will go along with. Korach saying, you're making a mistake about the kahuna. The kahuna is an immutable law of nature. The same way Hashem vayhi erev, vayhi voiker, vayavdel Elohim bein ha'aru vein ha'choshach. It's Hashem took Aaron, vayavdel Aaron. This is immutable. This is not my decision. I didn't ask Hashem. I didn't will Hashem. This is a fact of the universe. There's an institution called Kahuna. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu makes the analogy. Boiker! V'yoida Hashem es ha-shaloi. So it's like, you know, the battle of the heavens over here. You have Korach summoning the Kriye Moed, the Chachamim who know how to be Ma'aber, the Chadashim and the Shanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, bad analogy. The analogy is the analogy of Boiker, V'yoida Hashem es ha-shaloi. Says the Bar Yosef, that is why, as part of the Oynish of Korach, every 30 days, Korach resurfaces to the ground on Rosh Chodesh. Why on Rosh Chodesh? Because Korach's whole argument was based on the fact that he was claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu is manipulating the hands of Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is utilizing the power of the Kriye Moed. The same way the Chachamim determined the date of Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, the same way he was Parash Min Aisha, v'hiskem imoy, the same way he was Shavar Saluchos, v'hiskem imoy, the same way he was Hoysef Yamecha Midaita, v'hiskem imoy. Moshe selected Aaron, v'hiskem imoy. Part of the Oynish of Korach v'Adasai was that every 30 days on Rosh Chodesh, Korach resurfaces and he declares, Moshe emes, b'sayrasay emes, I was wrong. The analogy is not that of the Kriye Moed. The analogy is, boiker v'yoida Hashem es ha-shaloi. Says Reb Simcha Zisal. Now we understand. What happens? Korach challenges Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'zois teidon, Im Briya Yivra Hashem Upatsaso Adamas Piha. And the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed Korach. And a fire came down in Hashemayim. And you know what Klal Yisrael said to Moshe? Exactly. You're just proving the point. Atem Hamitem Am Hashem. Exactly. Well, we knew this would happen. The same way you willed Aaron HaKoyen to become the Kohen Gadol. So, you also willed Korach and his guys to be swallowed, and all the 250 men, and the Hiskim Imai. Atem Amitem Am Hashem. So the trick of the stick, says Reb Simcha Zisal, was not in the unusualness of the miracle, but it was in the fact that it wasn't something that Moshe was aware of. Because Moshe just said, Matehu Yifrach, his stick will flourish. But what actually happened? Vayotzeis tzitz, vayigmo shkedim. That the miracle went above and beyond anything Moshe Rabbeinu knew and expected. It's not something Moshe Rabbeinu predicted. So it says Reb Simcha Zisal, this was an inyan that demonstrated to Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was not, so to speak, twisting Hashem's arm to do his will. But in fact, Kiloy mi libi. It's not something Moshe Rabbeinu asked for, and it's not something Moshe Rabbeinu willed. Let's conclude by speaking about the Oynish of Korach v'Adasai. A very unusual Oynish. He got swallowed up alive. Chayim she'olam. What exactly was the midah keneged midah that Korach got swallowed up into the earth alive? There are two other instances in Shas where we find a similar Oynish. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kol ha-mesa'atzel b'hespedo shel chacham, roi l'kavroi b'chayav. Someone who is lazy, someone who doesn't exert enough energy to be maspid a tamil chacham, roi l'kavroi b'chayav. The other example is, Kaf aleim har kegigis, where the Rebbeinu Shem suspended Har Sinai over Klal Yisrael, and he said, im mekavlam atem es ha-toyra mutav, v'im lav shem tei k'furascha. And we know the Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach, the Das Akenim Balei Toisus. The Kasha is Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, but Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. So were we willing to accept it Beratzoin, or was it shoved down our throat? So Toisus says, and the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Torah Shebachsav we accepted willingly. We said Nasa V'Nishma. For the Torah Shebal Peh, we had to be forced into it. So what do we see from here? That for a refusal to accept Torah Shebal Peh, the punishment is the mountain gets dropped. you're swallowed alive by the ground. That's the Kaf Aleihem Harkagigas. In fact, the Rebbe Lechsam Sofer, the Panim Yafos, writes, that's the inyan of Kolamas Atzel Behespedo Shel Chacham Roy Lekavroy Bechayav. The Chacham is not the Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav, the Gemara in Kedushin says, is Munach Bekeren Zavis. Whoever wants it could come take it. The Chacham represents the Torah Shebechsav. Someone who is misatzel behespedoi shal chacham, someone who doesn't appreciate the value of the Torah Shabbat Peh, roi lekavroi bechayav. In fact, the story goes that the Chassam Sofer was once in the mineral baths in, I think in Pachani, you know, they used to go to these mineral baths in Marienbad, in Karlsbad. I think the Skver Rebbe still goes to the baths of the Chassam Sofer. And Chassam Sofer is sitting there, and somehow mysteriously, the door is closed. Now, if the door is closed, that's the end. That's the end. In the hot water, in the steam, the minerals, Chassam Sofer, like a god that we saw, he thinks, how could this be happening to him? What did he do? So he thinks for a minute. He says, it must be, the Gemara says, Kol ha-mas'atzel behespedo shel chacham roi lekavir b'chayav. Says Chassam Sofer, I wasn't aware that any chacham. It must be min hashamayim, a god of Israel passed away, and Chassam Sofer was makabel on himself. He's going to find out who he's going to be maspid karoy. Sure enough, he comes out. Rav David Deitch. Chassam, he has a lot of it in the Shas Tshuvos Noida Behuda. There's a lot of correspondence between Noida Behuda and Rav David Deitch. Chassam Sofer writes about him. Adam kasha kebarzel. Rav David Deitch. Chassam Sofer comes out. He was maspidoy karoy. Says the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, the Panim Yafos, we understand now why Korach was punished, that he was swallowed alive. Because Korach was mamin be'amuna shalema b'tar shebechsav. But his challenge was not that Hashem didn't agree with Moshe Rabbeinu, but he challenged the motives of the Gedolei Yisrael. He challenged what was in the heart of the Gedolei Yisrael. He felt that Moshe Rabbeinu, through his own ratzon, was manipulating the will of Shamayim. It's a frightening thought. That means the whole punishment, the whole avera of Korach va'adosai, was he was meharher acher Moshe Rabbeinu. Not after his maisim, after his lave. He felt the lave of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was some agenda in the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the purpose of Parshas Korach is really to uphold for Klal Yisrael the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, V'soy Rosai Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't request it, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it, this was 1,000% the appointment min HaShamayim. But interestingly, we see from here the tremendous koyach that the Chachmei Yisrael have, to the point where even a pikeach like Korach thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was forcing, can you imagine, Aaron HaKoyen, the appointment of Aaron HaKoyen, Korach Taina, no. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing that to be. You see the godless and the koyach of the Chachmei Yisrael, and you see the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the whole miracle of Korach v'Adosai was to uphold his taras halev, that this was an appointment min hashamayim. And Mirtz Hashem, tonight's already Rosh Chodesh, so tomorrow already you can make your first trip. Excuse me, it's the Leil Tuesday. You can make your first trip coming up for you want to check out what Korach is doing, and you'll see Korach is shouting out, Moshe Emes, B'Sayrasa Emes. I wish everybody a wonderful day.